All right, here with Blair Hoffman. Blair, it's great to have you along with us today. I could already tell, you know, first game, first pitch just around the corner. The excitement level is very high. What's it like to have such a big event like this come back to Prince Albert after the success that you've had in the past?
It's unbelievable to be able to host, first of all, the 2018 World Junior Men's Championships, and then the stage qualifier for the men's event last year. And of course the Worlds this year. So within 8 years, we've been able to host three major world events, which is pretty much unbelievable for the city the size of Prince Albert.
So you are the sponsorship director. So when it comes to events like this, the caliber, they're big, big events, lots of international teams, international fans in Prince Albert. What do you have to look for in sponsorships? Like how I know a lot of work will go into it, but really, how much work goes into sponsorships?
Well, we tried to do the stage qualifier for last year, 2024, and for the Worlds this year. So in essence, we've been working at this for 3 years. It's been a lot of work. However, our sponsorship partners and all of our partners have stepped up to the table. As of last count, about two nights ago, for this event, we have approximately 123 sponsors, which is exceeds way beyond our expectations.
So with all that sponsorship that you have, what does it go into to make the event work?
Well, we have a monetary budget for the two events of approximately $1.6 million. So it goes to every facet of the operation. We're fairly fortunate. We didn't have a lot of capital improvements last year, and this year we had some, but not big dollar items, simply because we built two world, improved one softball diamond in 2018 and built a brand new one in 2018 to world standards. So we only had to make minor upgrades. But in terms of the operating budget, our cost to host this event, plus all of the expenses associated with it, that's where our funding goes to.
And as much sponsorship is very important, but already seen walking around volunteers, any event, volunteers are very important. What does it mean to have the amount of volunteers that you have to run this event?
Well, in 2024, we had approximately 150 volunteers. This year, we have over 250 volunteers. And without the efforts of the volunteers, this would not be possible.
And lastly, you talk about an international event like this, so there's so many players and fans that are from all around the world here in Prince Albert. What does it mean to be, this is the host city, so you're inviting all of them here. What does that mean to you, and hopefully has a great impact to bring events like this to the in Prince Albert in the future?
Well, from my perspective, it's tremendous. For Prince Albert to host an event of this magnitude, and to have the economic spin-off, and Felix can probably talk a little more about that, but the economic spin-off, plus in my view, just the positivity that comes within the city of Prince Albert, the amount it's generated in the last 4 or 5 months, it just generates that air of excitement every day, and I think it'll be culminated today with all of the activities that happened today and this evening and for the rest of the week.